KOA News Time, 6:54. Now on Colorado's Morning News, the stock market having one of its better first two quarters in years, and that despite the billions lost by short sellers who bet the market wouldn't be performing as it has.
But as we always ask, will this last? What is driving it? How long? And more on with us now. Of course, our friend from daytradefund.com, it's Jay Ratliff. Jay, as always, good morning. Have you been surprised by the market performance and what seems to be its resilience thus far into the year?
I have, but I would be negligent not to stop and pause for just a moment to congratulate you guys on your championship. I've not had the chance to do that. Being from Cincinnati, we don't know what a championship is. You have to go into the last century to have one. So I'm very, very happy for you guys, and it's well deserved. But back to your question. Yes, I am surprised. When we came into this year, we were talking about inflation. We were talking about the Fed. We were talking about still having some supply chain issues. So to now be nearing the end of the second quarter, the halfway mark of the year, to see the Dow Jones is up 3.5%, the S&P 500 up about 15%, the NASDAQ Composite up 31%, certainly it is a surprise. Now, you have people like the chief investment strategist of Bank America, Michael Hartnett, who's saying, look, this is nothing to get excited about because there's still some issues here that are outstanding that's going to give the market a great deal of turbulence and drag in the second part of the year. So while it's great that we're up now, it's certainly in his eyes, and several strategists that share the same mentality, the same thought, is that the second part of the year is not going to be reflected as far as what we've seen as far as the success of the first part.
You know, Jay, we're certainly seeing this in Denver, also in other big cities. Downtowns may not be quite ghost towns, but offices that were buzzing before the pandemic are pretty much empty, and that really hits cities right where they live. Is this now the new normal?
Pat, I'm surprised that more people aren't talking about that because I receive every week a Kastle report, that's K-A-S-T-L-E, and they show us the occupancy rate for commercial buildings across the country as far as the top marketplaces. And what they do is they measure the number of employees that swipe as they go in and out of work. And they show about, at most, 50% of the employees that were working before in these buildings are still doing so. And as a result, most of these buildings are sitting empty. Now, you don't get that for free. People still have to make payments. And what we're seeing is commercial real estate is kind of a ticking time bomb right now for investors because as we continue and we start to see some of these loans under increased pressure and then defaulted on, who's holding those liens? It's the commercial banks. And right now, who's the weakest right now link, if you will, in the financial industry across the country? It's these regional banks. And that's one of the reasons that we are incredibly concerned. And it's not really receiving a lot of attention. And your question's a great one, but it's just unfortunate that we're not seeing more, I guess, attention devoted to this because it's obvious what's coming. We see it from a distance. But right now, it's really not being discussed as much as it should be for whatever the reason, because there's really no turn to this. Because when we came out of the pandemic, everybody kept saying this is the new norm with people working from home. We continue to see that. Businesses want their employees to return to the office. There's a great deal of resistance. It's not really happening as quickly and to the extent that these large companies would like. So as a result, it's not going to change that much. We're still going to see this softness in the commercial real estate market that's going to continue indefinitely for the period of time. And there's really nobody that can tell us when we're going to turn the corner. And that's why, to me, the second part of this year, that's where my attention is going to be on, because that's what's going to drive the market.
Yeah, Jay, I want to go back a little bit when you're talking about nearing the end of the quarter on a positive note here. However, the Bank of America execs are saying, don't get too excited about this. Mm-hmm. What are some of those issues that they're concerned about looking forward into the next quarter?
Well, if we start to see a pressure on the commercial real estate, where we start seeing the loans defaulted on, what's going to take place is we're going to start to see the regional banks start to suffer, and we could see some additional bank failures within the commercial as far as the regional bank industry. And if there's something we don't want to have happen right now is any sort of lack of confidence in the financial institution. We saw that for a couple of weeks in March, and it was something that really rattled Wall Street, but it was contained. It was kind of a, okay, that's over, let's move on type of thing. It was nowhere near what we saw in the fall of 2008 in September and October and November of that year. But if we start seeing several of these regional banks start to fail because of the pressure that's brought on by this commercial real estate issue with a lot of these loans that are going to be non-paid, so to speak. What's going to take place is you're going to see another round of this, but it's going to be worse than the round before, which means that Wall Street would react more in the regard coming up than what we saw before. And it's, of course, the unknowns that scare investors. That's what drives Wall Street during those emotional times when you have people that are responding emotionally, when they panic and sell, when they should kind of be just sitting back instead. But, you know, obviously I'm hoping none of this happens, but a lot of indicators are pointing in that direction, and we've got to be prepared if we move in that direction.
More of Jay's wisdom can be found at daytradefund.com. It's Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
Always my pleasure.
Also, as a quick side note, you know how Jay obviously congratulated the Nuggets when I was in the airport yesterday, the tram that goes through the airport, mm-hmm. the mayor message now, still Mayor Michael Hancock, but it says home of, you know, your Denver Nuggets. Yes. And then literally in there, someone went, woo, you just heard that on the train.
It's a great feeling. That's very good. 7 o'clock here on Colorado's Morning News. We're going to hear from DPS parents, their reaction to now that SROs are going to be back inside some of the school buildings in the Denver Public Schools. That coming up in the newscast.
Checking your Tuesday morning drive from above, we go to the KOA jet copter and Dave Hunter.